The ancient liturgies of the church refer to the feast of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother as the nativity of Our Lady for heaven. The death, deposition, or dormition of Our Lady. The feast gives us two reflections. We consider the happy departure of Our Lady from this world. We also consider the assumption of her body into heaven. The assumption of our Blessed Mother into heaven is the principal feast of Our Lady. We cannot know the exact date of her dormition with certainty. Epiphanius from the 4th century admits that the exact date was unknown. Those dates which are given for Our Lady's dormition range from 3 to 15 years after Christ's ascension. Two separate cities claim the honor of being the place of her burial, both Jerusalem and Ephesus. The common opinion seemed to be Jerusalem, and the tomb where was ever claimed to be the site. However, in 1906, new evidence was presented, which favors Ephesus as the place of Our Lady's burial. One proof is that from the first 6 centuries of Christianity, there was no claimed tomb of Our Lady in Jerusalem. This claim only developed later. The writings of the fathers of the church show that from the very early ages of Christianity, it was understood and believed that Our Lady was assumed bodily into heaven. In the Eastern Church, we find this mention in the sermons of St. Andrew of Crete, St. John Damascene, St. Modestus of Jerusalem, and others. In the Western Church, St. Gregory of Tours is the first to mention this privilege of our Blessed Mother. St. John Damascus explains the traditional belief held among the Christians in Jerusalem. St. Juvenal, Bishop of Jerusalem, at the Council of Chalcedon 451, made known to the Emperor Marcion in Pulcheria, who wished to possess the body of the Mother of God. Then Mary died in the presence of all the apostles, but that her tomb, when opened upon the request of St. Thomas, was found empty. Wherefrom the apostles concluded that the body was taken up to heaven. Although St. Juvenal speaks of Mary as having died, let us understand that her passage from earth to heaven was not as ours, since she was not subject to the punishing law of death. Therefore, when the term death is used, we understand the term as meaning her tranquil passage from this world to heaven. Even before the infallible promulgation of the dogma of the Assumption of Our Lady, this belief was accepted universally in the church in modern times. Pope Benedict XIV, although not yet pronouncing the dogma infallibly, declared that this belief was probable, and that to deny the assumption would be impious and blasphemous. Just as we do not know with certainty of the date of Our Lady's Dormition, so also we cannot know with certainty the date of the origin of the Feast of the Assumption. Since we do not know the date of her Dormition, the Feast of the Assumption could not be the anniversary of what is an unknown date. Rather, it would seem that the date of the Feast of the Assumption is the anniversary of some church dedicated in her honor. Saint Theodosius in the 6th century tells us that the Feast of the Assumption was celebrated in Palestine prior to the year 500, and that it was probably kept in August. In Egypt and Arabia, the feast was observed in January. The monks in Gaul adopted the practice from the Egyptian monks, and so from the feast introduced into Gaul in the 6th century was, as in Egypt, observed in January. The feast in Gaul was observed on January 18th and was known by several various titles: the Deposition, Assumption, or Feast of Holy Mary. The custom of this January feast continued to be observed in Gaul up until the introduction of the Roman Rite in Gaul. As for the Greek church, some almost imitated the Egyptian monks, keeping the feast in January. Other portions of the Greek church observed the feast in August, as it was observed in Palestine. The Emperor Maurice united the Greek church in its observance of the feast being set the date for August 15th. In Rome, the oldest and only feast observed in honor of Our Lady was kept on January 1st, the octave of the Nativity of Our Lady. It was at first celebrated in Santa Maria Maggiore and later celebrated as Santa Maria Ad Martires. Other feasts of Our Lady were established by the Byzantine Rite. By the 7th century, we find the Feast of the Assumption being observed in Rome on August 15th. The liturgy for this Mass, as we still have it today, shows that the feast was adopted by the church in Rome as it was observed in Gaul. During the pontificate of Pope Sergius I in the 8th century, the feast was a principal feast in Rome with a procession beginning at the Church of St. Hadrian. The feast was always observed with the highest rank, double of the first class, and was a holy day of obligation. Pope Leo IV added an octave to the feast in 847. The octave is privileged in several dioceses. The Greek Church observes the feast through August 23rd. In some monasteries of Mount Athos, it is observed until August 29th, as in other monasteries. In Bavaria during the Middle Ages, the feast was again commemorated on the 30th day after the feast itself. The Diocese of Augsburg has retained this ancient custom of again praying the office of the Assumption on September 13th. The significance of this custom in Bavaria traces from the private revelations of Saint Elizabeth of Schönau and of Saint Bernard. These saints claimed that the bodily assumption of Our Lady into heaven occurred on the 40th day after her dormition. From these private revelations, some dioceses in Bavaria, as well as the dioceses of Brandenburg, Mainz, Frankfurt, and some others, observed a feast called the Second Assumption on September 23rd, the 40th day after the feast of the Assumption itself. The Bergantines observed a feast called the Glorification of Mary on August 30th, since Saint Birgitta of Sweden claimed Our Lady was assumed 15 days after her dormition. In Central America, we find a special feast in honor of the coronation of Our Lady, kept on August 18th. The city of Geras in Calabria observes three successive feasts: August 15th, the death of Mary; the 16th, her assumption; and the 17th, her coronation. We find another singular custom in Piazza, Sicily, where the Assumption of Our Lady is again commemorated on February 20th, a date recalling an earthquake in 1743. How remarkable it is that throughout the Universal Church, both in the East and in the West, we find honor being shown to our Blessed Mother in her Assumption. While the duties and observances vary, with the dates being different, the fact that we find a uniform recognition of the Assumption shows the belief of the Universal Church in this article of faith even prior to its infallible promulgation. Throughout the Church, all have recognized the Virgin whom St. John saw in prophetic vision. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon was under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. As the Blessed Virgin replies to Saint Elizabeth's greeting, Our Lady is inspired by the Holy Ghost to declare that God so wills that all generations will recognize the graces and favors which God had bestowed upon her. All generations shall call me blessed, because he who is mighty has done great things for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.